How's everyone doing? Welcome back to the Camilo Radio Hour Winter 2023 term. First episode of the year. First episode back. Highly anticipated and climactic episode. In fact, a lot of people depending on this airing, this episode, depending on its success, because it will give them, it's a good indicator that this semester will be a good one. A lot of people wait for Camilo's Radio Hour to come out to decide if this is going to be a good year, if they should look forward to this calendar year, you know, what's their mindset going to be? Are they going to be motivated? Are they going to work hard? Are they going to be hardworking? Is this going to be a year of risks? And, I mean, I understand that that's kind of what my show has become. And I know a lot of people invest a lot into this show. And expect to get a lot back from it. So, so that's important to me as well, to make sure that the people are satisfied, and that I can be a voice of, well, inspiration or hope, or I can fulfill that need. That people find comfort in me and in this show. So I understand that there's that pressure and there's that expectation. And I just want to make sure that, I mean, everybody knows that I'm taking this very seriously, that I do an episode that is meant to target all these areas and promote the people's interests and what they find, what's important to them, and that they gain a lot from this, and they can feel refreshed, re-energized, and rejuvenated after listening to this show. So I do have all that in mind, and I want to thank the listeners a lot for tuning in and making this part of your life. It means a lot to me, and to everyone that and I know it means a lot to you guys as well, so thank you very much. But for this year, we're gonna do I hope you've enjoyed the selection of songs that we've played so far, and that they've kind of brought you some relief. It's been the first week of school. First week is always kind of the easiest one. The real work starts next week. So you can take this time to kind of still relax, kind of get into, you know, fall back into the routine of staying up late, of not sleeping, of sleeping in, or missing class, or procrastinating, leaving things to the last minute, and just overall being overwhelmed by the quantity of work. So as we get back into that routine and into those habits, it's good to take some time to just enjoy the pleasures of poetry and just kind of soak it all in. So here's another wonderful pick for you guys. Tombstone Blues, the Richie Havens version from the soundtrack of I'm Not There. Yeah, that was a really good cover of that song. It was featured on the movie I'm Not There by Todd Haynes, a biographic on the life of Bob Dylan. And this song gets just a very short little scene. It can't be more than, I'd say, 45 seconds long, 45 seconds to a minute. So, you know, 15 second window of, I'm not sure of, but it wasn't longer than a minute. So it was good to hear the full song, the full cover by Richie Havens. And Richie Havens being a well-made musician, famous for his on his own ranks, for his own talent, his own releases. But he came to do this cover for Bob Dylan's movie, a movie on Bob Dylan, not Bob Dylan's movie. I don't think this guy makes movies. But I hope you enjoyed that song. But yeah, that was enjoyable to listen to. That's the Poets. So to come back to what we mentioned at some point earlier in the episode, someone to check out if you're interested in poetry, and if you're like an English major, or if you like to read about accomplished writers and you like a little bit of history, yeah, make sure to check out Bob Dylan or Allen Ginsberg, two people who kind of work together side by side. Dylan being a songwriter, obviously. I mean, these songs didn't write themselves. And Ginsberg being just a poet, just a standard old-fashioned poet, writes, you know, in code, and then shares it out loud in front of a group of people. It's like, it's very. His words, like, they're supposed to mean something. It's supposed to be a bit deep, but they're not very clear either, because it's poetry and it's also supposed to sound good, and supposed to be a bit dramatic. So that's what I guess the Poets used to do. That's what this Allen Ginsberg guy, character, or however you want to call him, poet, used to do. So if you're interested in and if you're interested in literary works and accomplished writers and seeing what people can do with a set of ideas and words and literary devices, then check out these two guys. I want to play for you another song, another one of Dylan's songs. This is a live version of One More Cup of Coffee, one of my favorite songs. It features a violin, and it can be a little bit haunting and a little eerie to listen to, but this is a live version. Let's see how that one holds up. One More Cup of Coffee by Bob Dylan, live at the Boston Music Hall. The same track featured on Martin Scorsese's Rolling Thunder review. Documentary on Netflix detailing the famous tour of Mr. Dylan in 1975. And in this particular tour, he wears face paint. He wears white face. And he has, he has a crew of other musicians and other people. Kind of, yeah, also wearing disguises, and it has a bit of like a circus type of vibe, this particular tour. And I think at some point Dylan even performs wearing like a mask, a face mask, like some sort of like Halloween mask. Obviously not like too, not a very graphic, like, you know, like not a very... over the top mask, more of like some type of anonymous design, anonymous person mask, and it's things like that that kind of push this tour to, I don't know, being particularly memorable. So Martin Scorsese, the director of Goodfellas and Wolf of Wall Street, and many other well-known movies made a documentary on this Dylan tour. And this is one of the songs featured in that documentary, and it turns out that it's actually this exact live version, this version that I just played for you. So there's a little snippet into the Martin Scorsese documentary. That's kind of what it's going to be like. It's going to resemble a bit like this show, you could say. I personally liked this song, and I like the documentary, and I like the tour. So, if that interests you, if you want to know a bit about poetry, if you want to know a bit about who this Bob Dylan guy was, what he'd do, why did he do it, how did he do it, and where, questions like that, I would recommend you to start by watching the documentaries available on Netflix. I just started watching them last week, and I found them really interesting. And this last few minutes of the show, there's time for one more song. And I was going to play to you my favorite song. And it's kind of a long song. I'm going to pick a shorter song to kind of send you off into the night. This one is Another Dylan. Perfect for road trips and kind of driving away into the night. It's like the last song you hear before you close your eyes and you lose consciousness. This is the last song you'll hear. It would be a good song to play. So please enjoy the selection. And if I don't see you again, have a wonderful life. Have a wonderful week. Hope you survive until next week. Of course you will. It's not that bad. It's just a bit of studying and organizing your schedule. A bit of that. Some assignments. A couple exams. And then that's it. Summer break. You guys got this.